This is the Texas Standard. I'm Laura Rice, in for David Brown. More allegations in the past week involving high-profile American men with a history of sexual harassment and molestation, from Alabama Republican Senate candidate Roy Moore to comedian Louis C.K. These revelations have rocked the country's political landscape, the entertainment industry, and PR. While many of these accusations date back decades from politics, Hollywood, and the workplace, are we now experiencing a cultural shift in women's willingness to come forward? Joanna Grossman is the endowed chair in Women and the Law at Southern Methodist University in Dallas. She joins us now. Professor Grossman, thanks so much for coming on the show today.
My pleasure.
So what do you think? Are we experiencing a cultural shift in women coming forward with sexual assault and harassment allegations?
We're definitely having a cultural moment. I think whether it's a cultural shift is something only time will tell. We're seeing, obviously, this surge of complaints and this willingness for people to come forward because they feel a certain comfort with all of the allegations coming forward. But whether that will translate into a real change in the way we do business dealing with harassment, I think it's hard to say yet.
So do you think that surge really is just because it's not a lone voice? It's among so many other voices right now coming forward?
I think that's part of it. I think part of it is it just the straw that broke the camel's back, that so many women in so many sectors of the economy have been repressing all of these experiences because they didn't feel comfortable complaining about it, that there's a sort of collective rage that is, I think, fueling the social media campaigns and the willingness of people to detail allegations from decades ago. I think it's just sort of the lid has come off and you're seeing the results of many, many decades of mistreatment.
So what's to be made, do you think, about the differences in how women who have come forward are being treated? Some getting support from their community and the media, others being portrayed as liars or with some sort of axe to grind against those they're accusing.
I think in a lot of ways what we're seeing is what we would expect if you had sort of researched this issue a long time ago, right? Mm-hmm. So people generally who complain don't have a good experience, right? They are ostracized by coworkers, they're disliked by management, they're retaliated against, and they are called liars. Mm-hmm. Many people who complain about harassment end up in the end worse off than if they hadn't complained, even when what they're complaining about was illegal or actionable and something we would hope they would complain about. So I think what you're seeing with all of these scandals is kind of exactly what we expect, which is that it's very hard to complain even when you are absolutely in the right. You very likely are going to be treated badly, whether it's in the press or by your employer or by your coworkers or your friends and family. And of course, there'll be some variation, but by and large, this is reinforcing what most women already perceive, that complaining is hard and oftentimes it's not worth it.
Wow. I mean, that's got to be discouraging to anybody who's been holding their tongue and thinking about coming forward. Do you think that this will have a long-term change to that? Or do you think it's too hard to tell?
I think it's too hard to tell. I think the one message from all of these experiences is that the institutions of society, right, employers and Hollywood and state houses and all of the institutions of our society have been incredibly complicit in allowing this kind of harassment to occur over decades and involving dozens, sometimes hundreds of women. So if you want to see change, you have to change the institutions. We have to have institutions that say, we are going to take complaints seriously. We are going to protect victims. We are not going to countenance harassment. We are not going to prop up harassers. We're not going to pay off their victims and then renew their contracts. And those kinds of changes, I would hope that this would have some impact in fueling those kinds of changes, but I'm not entirely confident that that's what will happen.
Joanna Grossman is the endowed chair in Women and the Law at Southern Methodist University in Dallas. Professor Grossman, thank you again.
Thank you.
And you're listening to the Texas Standard.